Welcome to the Next Level You podcast. In today's episode, I uncover the truth about managing and maintaining a high vibe mindset and what to do when you find yourself not there. So stay tuned. Hi, I'm your host, Jamie Lang, and welcome to the Next Level You. Inside this podcast, we dive deep into the inner workings of your mind, how to elevate your life, the necessary subconscious reprogramming to the undeniable laws of success and the tools, techniques, steps, and lessons I have learned in my 25-year journey of inner growth and development. You can expect hard truths and honest conversations about what it takes to uplevel your life and step into the best version of yourself. Join me on this journey in creating your best life. Ready to become that next level you? Let's begin. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Next Level You podcast. My name is Jamie Lang, and welcome to today's episode. I want to preface this conversation by saying that this is a sensitive topic because there are so many people out there, and I will put my hand up and admit that I have been one of those people that is all about positivity, that is all about being motivated and staying high vibe and, you know, ensuring that your energy and your frequency is that of a high level to be able to attract what you want. And, you know, who wants to hang around a negative Nancy and, you know, really just being in that positive half a cup full rather than half a cup empty type of person. And whilst, yes, that is absolutely essential to achieving your goals, to being happy and attracting exactly what you want, it's not always easy to maintain. And it is actually a lie to think that you are able to stay in that mental state 100% of the time. It's just impossible. And if you're trying to reach for that status all of the time, you will be left disappointed and frustrated and probably at a lower point in your energy for longer periods of time, you know, when you're trying to aim for that high energy. So today's episode really is about understanding, first of all, the roller coaster of emotions, but also the understanding and embracing the highs and the lows and how to turn those low moments around so that you are able to, for the majority of the time, be in that motivated, positive state in order to be able to attract what you want. You know, there's no question that like attracts like. And, you know, when you hang around positivity, you attract positivity. When you wallow in negativity, you attract more negativity. So today's episode, really, I want to sort of peel back the layers and uncover the steps and the key tips when you do find yourself down or challenged or struggling in the moment with your mind, how to turn that around. So let's begin, first of all, by, I want to share a little story. I have been seeing a therapist, and she told me this story in our last session, and I sat there with my mouth wide open because I was almost baffled that even a psychologist would struggle with the mindset. Now, of course, we are all human. She is human. I am human. You are human. And we are here to experience all emotions on the spectrum from, you know, the highest of high to the lowest of low. That's what our human experience is here to experience. So let's start the story. She has been training for quite a while, and her goal is to run 5 marathons in over, I think it's about 6 months. And she just completed her first, sorry, half marathon. She just completed her first half marathon prior to me seeing her last time. And she mentioned how, you know, she started out strong. She had a goal. She had a goal of her time of what she wanted to complete the half marathon in. And she got halfway through and looked at her clock and was on pace, was actually beating her pace. And so, you know, that kind of triggered her to go, yes, I'm on pace. I'm actually ahead of pace. I can do this. And she got to a point in the second half of the half marathon where all of a sudden her mind was telling her, I can't maintain this pace. I can't do it. It's when all the chatter started happening. My hips hurt. My feet hurt. My toes got a blister on it. Oh, what's that person over there doing? It just, the mind started off with a little, I can't do this. And it snowballed and ran with that line of thinking. Now, luckily, she used some strategies, which I will share on top of the ones that I use, but she was able to push through that mind chatter. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I have felt sometimes really challenged by that mind chatter that comes in. We call it the monkey chatter that sort of starts, and it might start small, and then, you know, by the end of the day, the voice might be really loud. And that really is your ego at its best. It is trying to pull you back to where it is safe and known. Now, as my therapist was running, obviously she hasn't run a half marathon before. This was her first one. And so that's where her mind started to take her of, well, I can't do it. I'll pull you back to where I know it's safe, where I know it's comfortable, where I know we can survive, not knowing the unknown of pushing through those, you know, next 10, 15 kilometers. And so it really is normal. That's the key here. It is normal to have those down thoughts, those negative thoughts that then can, if you don't get a hold of them, can spiral into really dark area of, you know, your path, your journey, and which can be harder to pull you out of. So long story short, with the marathon, she was able to push through, got to within the last 5 kilometers where it all started to turn around for her again. And she didn't get the time that she wanted. She only missed out by, I don't know, I think it was like a couple of minutes. But over the course of 21 kilometers, that is an incredible effort, and that is really something to be proud of. Now, did she feel at the end that she had failed? No, absolutely not. Number one, she had done something she'd never done before. Number two, she'd overcome that mindset or that was trying to pull her back, trying to get her to stop. And number three, yes, okay, she felt a little bit of disappointment in not getting the time that she had set herself, but she also had pushed herself to a point where she, in her words, not in mine, where it was an unrealistic goal given that she'd never run a marathon before, a half a marathon before. So there were so many key things for me to take away from that conversation. But the main one initially for me was the power of the mind and how no one is immune to that monkey chatter, to that, you know, the ego talking to you to pull you back. And it really, I find myself, you know, at the moment, really contemplating how to get control of this. And for a very long time, as I said in the beginning, in the intro, I was someone that was trying to obliterate that talk, that chatter, that little voice, because that's what I thought from, you know, hearing people, from watching people on Instagram, from reading motivational books, going to courses and seminars and events, that, you know, everyone's all high vibe and that's the way you've got to be able to create the life that you want to create. Until I realized that everyone, it doesn't matter who you are, you know, whether you're Beyonce down to like the corner shop owner, it doesn't matter who you are, you have that ego side of you, that monkey chatter that will creep in at some time. And what it is for you in your journey, in your life experience, is learning how to manage that and to be able to maintain a higher energy vibe. I'm not going to say the highest, because that's, again, impossible to try to reach for. You're setting yourself up for failure. But how to maintain a higher energy, but then being able to turn things around when you do find yourself slipping. And, you know, all life events that happen cause our emotional state to go up and down, cause our monkey chatter to go up and down, cause it to go from, you know, happy and excited to frustrated and challenged. We're here to experience everything, and no one is immune to feeling those lower negative emotions. So it's all about managing and maintaining, and that's what we're here today to discuss. So the first step that I would like to share with you in learning how to maintain your mindset and manage those times is awareness. The very first step, when you feel yourself starting to slide, when you feel that voice start to creep in on the negative side, is just being aware, going, wow, isn't that interesting? Remember, nothing has meaning except the meaning that we attach to that, whether that's an event, whether that's an emotion, whether that's a thought, or whether that's something someone said. Nothing has meaning except the meaning that you attach to it. So when you are completely aware, when you have that self-awareness and you recognize yourself starting to slip, it's going, wow, isn't that interesting? Where has this come from? And it may be a physical event that's happened. It might, you know, you might be very aware of why you're feeling frustrated or challenged or sad or down or angry. But then you also, it may start to slowly creep in. If you have been, you know, working towards something, say you're building a business and you've been putting all this energy and effort into trying to get it up off the ground. Maybe you're building it from scratch. You know, you're working on your marketing, you're working on your business plan, you're working on your website, you're working on attracting clients, you're working on exposure. And you get to a point where maybe you're not getting the results that you want to get as quickly as you had hoped that they would come. And you start to feel a little bit exhausted. Those thoughts of, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? This isn't going to work, can turn into, I'll never be successful. I'll never get this up on the ground. And so that recognizing initially when it starts to slide is absolutely key in being able to turn it around before it gets too much of a hold on you. What do you do once you recognize? Well, first of all, I would absolutely sit down with a journal or with a, you know, a piece of paper and a pen even, and just go, why am I feeling this way? Get everything out as to why this thought has started or even has started to grow. You know, where has it come from? Why are you feeling this way? And try to avoid putting meaning to that. You know, I'm thinking, I can't do this, so therefore I'm a failure. That's putting meaning to the I can't do this. It might be, I'm finding it really challenging, go back to the business example, I'm finding it really challenging to attract the perfect clients or to attract the right number of leads or to get my website up and running. I'm struggling with that. What is the real issue here? Not the meaning that you attach to it. So once you have been aware, you've recognized, you've written it down and really started to explore why you're feeling that way, where has this come from? The next step is to turn it around and to obliterate the meaning behind that. Just because you haven't yet attracted the right clients from your marketing efforts, or just because you haven't got your website published yet, just because you haven't completed the program that you wanted to write and put out for everyone, that doesn't equate to failure. It might equate to, I need more time, I need some help or assistance from someone that knows what they're doing in terms of marketing or website building. It might be, I need to learn more about that particular platform that I want to market on. It might be doing some more research on your ideal client based on what it is that your business is around. There are so many meanings versus that one final meaning of it means I'm a failure, because it absolutely does not. Whatever it is that you're working towards, it may not be business, it might be a health and fitness goal, it may be building your dream home, it might be going out and traveling, whatever it is that you're working towards. If when you start to hear that monkey chatter, you're writing down, where has it come from? And then what does this actually mean? Attach another meaning to it other than that negative meaning of, well, I'm a failure, or whatever it is that that you were attaching to it. Because once we start to put the final, I can't do this, so that means I'm a failure, for example, that builds momentum in that thought, which then creates more thoughts around that, which then deepens and strengthens the hold that it has on you. So really getting a grasp of that initial thought or feeling, being aware, is really key in order to turn it around. Now, what happens if you find yourself in a really dark place where you just can't find a way out? You're doing all this action and you're nowhere near where you want to be. You just can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. My advice and what I would recommend is follow the steps that we've just gone through, but then also show yourself some compassion. 9 times out of 10, the reason that we have gotten to that point of darkness, of no light, of almost giving up, is because we ourselves have put so much pressure on ourselves to achieve that goal, or to lose that weight, or to find that romantic partner, or to buy whatever it is that you're wanting to buy, whether it's a house, a car, wanting to go overseas traveling, if you're trying to save up your money, whatever it is, you want that new job, that position. The only person that puts that pressure on you is yourself. I want to say that again. The only person that puts the pressure on you to feel so in that moment of such darkness is you. So show yourself some compassion. You are doing an amazing job. And the reason I know that you are doing an amazing job, number one, is because you're listening to this podcast. You wouldn't be listening if you weren't interested in learning how to manage your mindset, in becoming a better version of yourself. You just wouldn't. You'd be listening to something else, maybe even just music. But you're here. You're showing up for yourself. You are doing an amazing job. And this journey of life, even though, yes, it can be extremely challenging when we're thrown curveballs, grenades sometimes in the middle of our life, but you are doing an amazing job because you are turning up. You're turning up for yourself. You're turning up for your goals and your vision. And you are taking the action to be who you need to be in order to have what you want to have so that you can do what you want to do. So be kind to yourself. Show yourself compassion. And if that means in moments where you have the thought has spiraled to a point where you just can't see a way out, it's time for time out. It's time for compassion for yourself, as I said, but it's time to perhaps have a break. Have a break from social media. Have a break from, if you've been exercising and you've really wanted to, you know, lose weight or increase your fitness or whatever it is, take a day or two off. It's not going to undo all the hard work that you've done. It might mean instead of spending the night watching Netflix, it might be pampering yourself, go and have a bath. It might be go and have dinner with a friend or your partner. Just to be, not be the person that is striving for something, not to be that person that is always working on, you know, your mindset. It could be that. So just be, show yourself compassion, take time out. And then when you have done that, you've gotten some distance from that negative spiraling thought and mindset, when you've been able to detach from the moment, because that's a big thing when you are working on yourself and you're getting yourself like all worked up in this negative mindset, you're so attached at the moment. And the more you try to change it or fix it or, you know, flip it, it could just be you resisting that change because you're wanting it so much as well. You know, it's that desperation emotion, which is only going to further polarize what you actually want. So get some distance from that by taking the time out and being compassionate to yourself. But once you've done that, come back with a fresh way of thinking, a fresh slate, if you will. Sit down, write out, give yourself some action steps, some actionable steps to take in order to be able to turn it around. It might be incorporating, some exercise or some nature to be able to get some fresh air in your day to be able to manage and maintain that mindset. It might be giving yourself a time frame of when you are going to work on your goal of whatever it is, but then coming back and doing something for yourself. It might be easing that expectation and pressure on yourself when you are going for something. Remember, the only person that's putting the pressure on you is you. You might be like my therapist and aiming beyond expectations, beyond what is reality, even though I definitely am one person to say aim for the stars. You know, there are no limitations to what you can achieve, but sometimes we want the stars in such a short period of time, we are underestimating how long it's going to take to get there. So give yourself a bit of a break, stretch it out, break that big goal down into smaller sizes so that it is more manageable in the moment, because that ultimately is what causes that negative spiral is the pressure that you put on yourself to achieve something in a short period of time. But also when things aren't going your way or how you expected them to go, then that's the frustration, and that's when the monkey chatter can come in, and that's when the ego steps in and tries to pull you back to where it is known, well, you know, where it is safe, what it knows to be real for you. And that's where you need to ensure that you are working on yourself in terms of looking after yourself, so that in challenging times you have other things to draw on to be able to manage and maintain that mindset. I really hope that you found this episode insightful, helpful. And feel free to like, subscribe, and share this episode. You never know who needs to hear today's message. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you. And just remember, you are doing a great job. You are absolutely killing it in your life. And I know this to be true because you are here right now. Remember, what you shine a light on cannot stay hidden. Be aware and step in when things start to turn. If you haven't already visited my website, which is jaimelaing.com, you will find on there a free 7-step guide to unblocking limiting beliefs and ending self-sabotage. It's a free guide, tutorial, video tutorial, and workbook going through 7 key steps in order to break free of those limiting beliefs that exist and exist for everyone. So feel free to jump on there, download it, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of The Next Level You. If you loved and found value in today's episode, be sure to share it with me so I can continue delivering valuable content and inspire more listeners. And if you haven't connected with me on social media, come and join me on Instagram, where you can find extra doses of inspiration at The Jaimie Laing, or visiting my website at jaimielaing.com. That's spelled JAIMELAING. Your support means the world to me, and I'm so grateful for you all. Until next time, remember to embrace the journey to become the next level you.